Back here on the Mighty 690 at 742. It is the fourth Tuesday of the month. That means we do have a Coffeyville City Commission meeting tonight. And joining us, we have Interim City Manager Tim Wilson. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks, James.
Hey, good to have you on here. And I know we're kind of the big story of the day. We're watching the fire weather extreme. And we don't like it when the National Weather Service uses the word catastrophic in any sort of a forecast. So we're holding our breath, waiting and seeing. But hopefully things don't get cranked up. We just want to make sure everyone stays safe out there today.
Great. Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
Yep. So, hey, we do have a meeting coming up tonight. So what do we have that's upcoming here on the agenda?
Well, we've got a 2024 appropriation ordinance to be approved, our biweekly appropriation ordinance for $5.7 million. I want to remind the public that they're always welcome to come to the meeting, and they can address the commission, and they get up to 3 minutes to address any issue they might want to talk about. So they're always welcome. And then on our old business, we're going to establish a second vote on the land bank, which is really appropriate because the city owns several properties, and it's an easier way for us to both purchase or if people want to donate property, it's easier for us to take them in. It's easier for to sell them out of the land bank as well. So that's a badly needed piece of business that the city has to do, and it's going to be good for the city.
And I know you recently just approved that that land bank, and so you know, obviously it's getting into, you know, the actual structure, I'm sure, and everything, but I feel like that's probably pretty standardized as far as the workings of it once it gets going. And we'll probably have some more information, you know, on how that's going to work here in the upcoming meetings.
Yes, absolutely. And it's really primarily built around trying to eliminate blight in Coffeyville and improve housing and allows the city to buy infill lots so we can build new housing. And so it's a badly needed source of funding for the city of Coffeyville. So
excellent.
It'll be good to get that done. And new business, we've got a resolution to authorize execution of agreement for health insurance for the citizens or for the employees of the city of Coffeyville. This is a partially self-funded plan, which we've had for many, many years, and the city really did a good job last year at holding down cost, and this year, even though health benefits have gone or health prices have gone up anywhere from 6 to 9%, the city was able to hold the line, and we essentially came in with a bid that was flat to last year. So that's good news for both the employees of the city of Coffeyville as well as the citizens of Coffeyville, because we're able to continue to keep our health costs down. We're really focused on a wellness plan, and so that will move forward tonight. We've got a resolution to approve purchase of shelter equipment for Sycamore North Park. That's the half-cent sales tax at work that the citizens of Coffeyville passed, and that's the commitment we made that we were going to improve parks and trails, and that's kind of the half-cent sales tax money going to work for the citizens of Coffeyville.
And I drove by there. I don't often drive up in that part of town, mm-hmm. but I drove by there earlier last week, and it was, like, packed. I mean, because it was a nice day, and there were kids there, and I was like, wow, you know, there's a lot more equipment here than the last time I drove by. So I know that you're continuing to add a few more things there as time permits, and it's a really great-looking park. It's coming along quite a bit.
Yeah, and we've got a number of parks that were, you know, it's a 10-year plan, and it's really going to make a difference. And really putting the trail plan together that'll kind of crisscross across many parts of the city, I think, is good for the wellness of Coffeyville citizens. We also have a resolution to approve a contract with TLC Nursery and Outdoor Living for seating for Sycamore Park as well. Again, that's part of the half-cent sales tax. We made a commitment to restore these parks, and that's what's being done. Then we'll have a city manager's report and then comments from commissioners. But pretty light agenda today, and so meeting should go pretty well.
Okay, very good. Well, sir, appreciate you coming on and sharing this agenda with us. Anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners here at this time?
No, we're just hard at work and backfilling positions, and, you know, we feel very good about where things are heading.
Excellent. Well, very good. Appreciate the update, and I know you got lots of work to do, so we'll let you get back to it, but we appreciate you stopping by this morning.
All right, James, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. That is Interim City Manager Tim Wilson here on the Mighty 690, and we'll talk with you again here in a couple weeks. We have Open Line on the way here on KGGF.